Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Foxbutter, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu Perek Mem Tes, Chapter 49. This chapter contains a discussion of Yeshayahu's prophecy and its purpose, and culminates fittingly with a beautiful description of the return to Bnei Israel of Bnei Israel, the Jewish people, to their land. Yeshayahu's mission began before he was even born, as he was given the name Yeshayahu already in the womb, indicating that he would be the one to foretell the salvation of his nation. In order to accomplish this, Vayaseh pi kecherev chada, Hashem made my mouth like a sharpened blade, betzel yado hechbiani, he hid me in the shadow of his hand. Because I would deliver messages like a sword, sharp messages that others did not want to hear, Hashem needed to hide me, to protect me, v'yasimeni l'chetz barur, ba'ashba sohi sirani, and he made me like a polished arrow, and because of that, he had to conceal me in his quiver. The same idea is presented here in different words. The idea is that Yeshayahu's language was sharp. It's called both a sword and an arrow. And because it was sharp, because it was something that others did not want to hear, therefore Hashem had to hide him. A sword is used close up, and to those who he gave prophecy in person, he gave it like a sword. Close, strong, directed. But he also gave prophecy to those who are far away, or to those who are not yet alive. In those cases, it was like an arrow, coming from afar, but striking with accuracy. And after a lifetime of devoting himself to rebuking and inspiring the Jewish nation, Yeshayahu reflects in a sad and pained way, Va'ani amarti l'reiki agati, l'sohu v'hevel kochi chilisi. Yeshayahu laments, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing. I speak rebuke to the people, but they do not change. Indeed, the destruction that Yeshayahu was trying to avoid occurred, and even during his lifetime, the people continued to sin. He was even executed by the king, his own grandson. Yeshayahu feels and is pained by the thought that perhaps his whole life's work was for nothing. Achein mishpati es Hashem uvulasi es Elokai. But my judgment is from Hashem, and the reward for my accomplishment is from God. Despite the fact that Yeshayahu did not see the desired results in his lifetime, he concludes recognizing that it is not the result that is his job, but the effort, and thus he will deserve reward for his toil. But he still asks, Hashem, will my prophecy not one day come to fruition? And Hashem responds, not only will you bring the Jewish people back to me, but your prophecy will also bring light to the entire world and will make sure that my salvation reaches the ends of the earth. A primary part of Yeshayahu's prophecy is about the end of days, a redemption and revelation that will affect all of humankind. Hashem's presence will be so clear that the whole world will be forced to recognize his sovereignty, not only the Jewish people. So Hashem tells Yeshayahu, even though these nations now despise you, they will come to honor you and treat you with respect. They will bow to you because you are Hashem's messenger. And in fulfillment of this idea of the greatness and impact of Yeshayahu's prophecy, the chapter continues with prophetic vision that epitomizes his mission, offering comfort in the form of prophecy about the eventual miraculous return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel. Amar Hashem, Be'ez Ratzon Anisicha Uv'yom Yeshua Azarticha, says Hashem, at a time of favor I answered you, and on a day when you need salvation I helped you. What is an Eis Ratzon, a time of favor? An Eis Ratzon is when we are acting according to Hashem's will. Then he will answer and he will help us. Le'mor la'asurim tse'u, saying to prisoners, go free. La'asher b'choshech higalu al drachim, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Exile is a jail. We are imprisoned because our destiny is not in our own hands. We are in the dark in that the problems and challenges that we have prevent us from serving Hashem properly and prevent God's presence from being revealed. One day, there will be no physical impediments, and Hashem will lead us lovingly back from all the four corners of the earth. And when we return to our rightful place, Ranu Shamayim V'gili Aretz, Ufitzchu Harim Rina, shout, heavens, and rejoice, earth. Break into shouting, hills. Ki nicham Hashem amo v'aniyav yirachem. Because Hashem has comforted his people and has mercy on his afflicted ones. The whole world will be filled with joy with the restitution of the Jewish people. because this will be part of the return of the world to its ideal state. So even our oppressors will rejoice when we come back to our sovereignty. And now the land itself speaks up. Vatomer Tzion, Azavani Hashem, VaHashem Shechechani. Tzion, Yerushalayim says, Hashem has forsaken me, my master has forgotten me. The land itself expresses her doubts when hearing this prophecy. Will this really happen? It seems like Hashem has forgotten all about me. I have been desolate for so long. But of course, we know that would never happen. Hatishkach Isha'ula, Merachem ben Bitna. Can a woman forget her baby or not have mercy on the child of her womb? Gam Eila Tishkachna v'Anochi lo Eshkachech. Even if these would forget, even if, God forbid, a mother would cease to have mercy on her child, I could never forget you. Hashem says, our connection is even stronger than that. Hein al kapayim chakosich. I have engraved you on the palm of my hands, which means that your image is in front of me constantly, even after years and years, decades, centuries. Of the land of Israel being desolate, Hashem says, the image of the land is in front of me constantly. I never forget for a second of its desolation. And now you feel abandoned because your children are gone and your enemies occupy you. But the day will come when it will be the opposite. And the Navi tells the land to visualize what will come. Si'i saviv einayich u'ri'i. Look up all around you and see. Kulam nikbatzu va'ulach. They are all assembled and they have come to you. Chai ani ne'um Hashem, ki kulam ka'adid zilbash, uskashrim kakala. As I live, declares Hashem, meaning, to the extent that I exist, absolutely, without doubt, your children will one day return to you. They will adorn you like jewelry. The land will be full of people who belong there and not your enemies. And it will be so full that od yom ruvoznayich bnei shikulayich tzar li hamakom gishali ve'esheva. The children who you thought you had lost will say within earshot. You will overhear them saying, "This place is too crowded for me. Make room for me to settle." This brings to mind children packing into their parents' home for Yontif. It is a little squishy, but that is the greatest joy. It's a small hardship that comes from overwhelming blessing. And imagine the exponential joy of a parent who thought that they had lost their children, chas v'shalom, listening to those same children making room for one another in their home. That will be the joy that will be experienced by the land of Israel. Va'amaretz bilvaveich, and you will say to yourself, who bore these children for me? I thought I was doomed to remain childless. And these children, who were exiled for so long by their oppressors, will not even need to return themselves. Hinei esal goyim yadi ve'el amim arim nisi. I, Hashem says, will raise my hand to the nations and lift up my sign to the people. Ve'hiviu vanayich bechotzen uvnosayich al katef tinasena. And they will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. The other nations will be so affected by Hashem's miracles that they themselves will return the Jewish people to the land of Israel, and they will stay there to serve them, for now they recognize the truth of the Jewish people's mission. This recognition changes our entire perspective on exile in retrospect. As the Navi says, Lo yivoshu kovai, those who trust in me will not be shamed. In exile, the Jewish people are mortified for so many reasons, because of our lowliness, destruction, servitude, suffering. We are also sometimes embarrassed by our strange rituals and customs, because we are so different. But Hashem says, those who trust in me will not be shamed. How so? Because the end of the story is that we come out on top. Our distinction is positive. It is an indication of our connection and devotion to Hashem, which will lead us to our victory and eternity. Anyone who is privy to the end of the tale knows that we are not peculiar but special, and even our suffering is only an indication of our longevity and ultimate triumph. The chapter concludes with the Navi reassuring us that even though we have been exiled in war by various nations, and it is unnatural that exiles should return to their lands, in this case that does not apply. Why not? Ki ani Hashem Moshiach v'goalech Avir Yaakov. Because I am Hashem your Savior, I am your Redeemer, Mighty One Jacob. Ultimately, human rules do not apply. Hashem is bringing the world to its purpose. He is not confined by the norms of history. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.